podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Jamie Carragher, and you are listening to the Cop Eye Podcast.
What is happening, everyone? Welcome back to the Cop Eye Podcast. It is the Two Lose preview show. We have just completed our first live show for a year, nearly. I think the last one we did was the 11th of November. It's currently the 8th of November, and we've done that last year. So it's been, yeah, basically a year since we've last done one. And yeah, it was very good. We've done some random chat about a bit of Liverpool at the beginning, swiftly moved into pubs and talked about bevies and Guinness and Australia and whatever for half an hour, then a bit of laugh at Man United, laugh at Chelsea, laugh at Spurs a little bit. We can't laugh at Spurs as much because they're above us in the league, but all that type of stuff. And it was a good show. And of course, I'm joined by Christian. And how are you doing, lad?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, it was a great show, the drink and discuss show, as we call it, where we just have one, two bevvies and talk about Liverpool, talk about random stuff, talk about different topics. Could be movies, music, bevvies, pubs, traveling, you know, whatever. And, you know, the people in the chat that was there interacting with us was great. And it was a good laugh. I think, you know, if we just continue with them shows every week or every second week and just talk random shit, it's like sitting in a pub with friends, just talking about different stuff, having a bevy, which I enjoy. So it's not so much pressure to do like, oh, we're going to talk about this topic about Liverpool, or he's injured, or he's out, or the form, whatever. It's actually more just enjoying a talk with mates in one way. And also, hopefully, we can actually put the audio out there so it will be available as a podcast show as well for people who just want to listen after. And if you want to jump on live, obviously do that when we do it, but you know, it hopefully will be audio so you can all enjoy it when it's out there. We'll see how it goes with the first episode, but yeah, the plan is to do it maybe, you know, going forward.
Yeah, once a week. I'm just working on trying to do some Harry Potter shiz on the on the audio. If I can get it to work, then sound, because it'll be, of course, everyone can then enjoy it in audio format rather than tuning in. Because I know some people just prefer audio. That's the reason why we went audio only, because I know people do enjoy it. And I'm certainly one of them people that just enjoy audio more than watching, especially like driving to work and driving places. You want to just listen to people. Yeah. But it is the Two Lose preview show. So how are you feeling going into this one? Because Liverpool are currently top of the group, 3 wins out of 3. USG on 4 points, to lose on 4 points, LASK on 0 points. Going into this one, we beat them at 5-1 at home, but there were signs in that game that to lose, I've got some very good players. They were doing some good bits, good passing. I remember saying to you, like, good triangles around the press and good technical players. And of course, that's going to be amplified when it's at their stadium and it's at their ground with all the fans in there. And I feel like it's going to be a decent game. And I think the fans, that was what one of them were. The fans got on, and it was like, well, respect to you, like both ways. And I love that type of thing where a fan base comes over. And saw like people online from like Toulouse fans saying like, my teams are this and this, but also now Liverpool after that game because of the way it kind of went. And obviously they still got beat, but they were still very respectful and just a good set of people that came over. So hopefully that can happen again. But of course, we still need the results at their place to remain unbeaten in the group and keep, well, so the group up as early as we can, basically.
Yeah, and I just want to, you know, have a take on that, what you said. I just love that they came to Liverpool, their fans, and enjoyed themselves, didn't cause any troubles, and, you know, interacted with Liverpool fans in different pubs around Anfield, in town, From what you could see from photos and what people said on Twitter, and you know, you follow even, you know, there's some bigger accounts where they also, you know, posted some content and stuff on it. Like that's what football is about, not just, you know, giving each other chit or, you know, singing about tragedies that we heard about, you know, against Luton and all that kind of crap. Just, you know, I don't say that, you know, rivalry support should get on with each other, but, you know, at least be respectful and friendly. But this is obviously a little bit different because obviously coming up from France and come to Liverpool, and if we go there now, you know, being welcomed the same way, it could be a little bit of a, you know, a brotherhood club to club thing, like you mentioned there. Like, this is now my club in England because of this, the way the Liverpool fans behaved in their own city, obviously. But, you know, if Liverpool comes down there now, the fans traveling and get welcomed the same way, why not have that? That's a, yeah, to lose his boss. So, you know, have that little connection, which is nice. And you mentioned there my feelings, you know, going into the game, you know, going away to them might be obviously a bit more difficult than playing at home. But I still feel confident that we will do the job. Even though if it would be a draw, I think, you know, we're done with the group, we go through. If we win, obviously that's done and dusted. But it's also always a question about the rotation, who's going to play, who will be saved for Sunday, which is an important game at home against Brentford. So, like I said before about Europa League, I'm very excited about who's going to come in and play and what we're going to do with it, with the team. We know there's a few players that hasn't travelled because of injuries, issues. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's one of them. I don't know, you know, obviously want to play in the Champions League, but I kind of enjoy the Europa League. It's maybe a little bit weird to say one way because we want to be in the, you know, the, on the big stage. But I kind of like it because we get to see so many other players as well, like the rotation.
Yeah, I think we mentioned it on the show we did with Farrell, I think, where we were talking about, like, if it's Champions League, you have to put in your Alissons and your Salahs every week, but Europa League, you can, it's a good thing in a weird way, because you can put in a Ben Doak, you can put in another player, and you can give them a chance and see what they can do, so it's all good stuff. And yeah, just from Klopp's presser, which was earlier tonight, I think it was around 6:30, he was talking about it, and Liverpool's website put up the team that was travelling over, and we were having a look through it, and you could see Van Dijk wasn't there, and Jones weren't there, and Gravenberch weren't there, and Klopp cleared that up a little bit. So Verge is a little bit ill, Klopp said, so it won't be a big thing, but it must be like a bit of a cold or whatever, because Klopp sounded like he had a little bit of a cold, so it's obviously just to protect him for Brentford and also protect the rest of the squad. They don't want to be all coming down with a cold before the Brentford game. And on Gravenberch, I think there's a few rumours flying around that it might be a bad injury. But thankfully, it's only, Klopp said, it's only got a little niggle in the knee. It's not major. He's already running outside, but no chance for this game. We hope there's a chance for Brentford, but if not, he'll definitely be back after the international break. And on Jones, he said, hamstring injury last week, not massive. After the international break, he'll be back, but not before. It's a low-grade hamstring. He was in a good shape, red card, lack of rhythm. Got the Europa League games, and then in the game at Bournemouth, he didn't feel anything. Then when I took him off, but then when in the dressing room, I think he felt a little bit the hamstrings. We made a scan. Very low-grade, but it's took him out of the game, which is, like we were saying on the Drink and Discuss show on YouTube, the live show, like, it's a bit disappointing because I want to see, like I said, Jones in Premier League games, but I want to see him in these games as well, like, to show the fight and the energy. And it's always good when, if Trent's not playing, I always love seeing another Scouser in there somewhere to see what he's made of. And I feel like those type of games can help him, I don't know, shape how good he can be as well. Because I think, like, the more, like, European games you get under your belt early, I feel like that can help you in the long run to become a better player when you get into maybe your later 20s and stuff. So yeah, it's disappointing, but again, loads of good opportunities for some of the other lads to come in.
Yeah, and it is disappointing not to see Curtis Jones, because we kind of seen him, you know, doing great things, and he develops all the time. Maybe he's only, like I said, you know, he's 23 and he's been with us since he was 18, playing for the first team, being involved. You know, Klopp seems to very much like him as well. And you know, we mentioned that as well on the other show, the Drink and Discuss, that, you know, he seems to have a rhythm when he seems to have a rhythm, the team seems to have a rhythm as well. Like, the thing is, he's good with, you know, putting pressure on players. He's good with, actually, some people say, you know, sometimes he's maybe holding on to the ball too long and stuff. And yes, rightly so sometimes. But also, he's kind of good of, you know, getting the rhythm of the game by doing that. Like, he's kind of knowing when to pass, when to hold on and stuff. And he learns that more and more. He's getting better and better to actually, you know, have a thought of when to pass, when to hold on to it, when to maybe take down the speed of the game or actually speed it up a bit as well. So I like that with him. He's a little bit of a playmaker with, you know, creative skill set. So, and he's also a local lad, which also, you know, turns it into something special. So it's sad that he doesn't play, because like you said, Klopp mentioned there, he had his rhythm going, he had some games, but then obviously the red card, the injuries. So hopefully just get back as soon as possible and we can see and enjoy him in games like this. And hopefully he can keep on going so he can also play in the Premier League. Because I think, you know, he's a boss alternative to have to the boys that we usually see in the midfield now.
Definitely, I think so. And then we might as well talk about the previous game against Toulouse and the team we played for that one, because of course, like you mentioned, there's players that aren't going to be playing because they're injured, the likes of Gravenberg and players like that. So in the 5-1 victory at Anfield, the lineup we played was Keller in goal. Trent, Gomez, Matip, Chambers, Curtis Jones, Wataru, Endo, Ryan Gravenberg, Harvey Elliott, Nunes and Jota. So of course, there's no Jones, there's no Gravenberg. So straight away, your midfield that you had in that game is down to one with Endo. So yeah, I think plenty of options. I think because McAllister's picked up the fifth yellow in the last game, he's going to be missing Brentford. I feel like it makes sense for him to play this one, but we might see him a bit more advanced, because if you go Endo in the six, you could potentially throw Maka further forward in one of them midfield positions where we want to see him. We want to see him in the higher positions, round the box, creating stuff. I think when you look back to like the pre-season and you saw him in them positions, when he was picking up positions around the box, more often than not, he can pick the right pass and he's very good at doing that. So unfortunately, he's playing as a six, so he's not close enough to their box as we'd like him to be. But I think in this game, it could be a good option to have Endo in there, to have McAllister in there, and maybe keep Elliott on that right hand side. I mean, there's plenty of good options in that squad that we've taken over.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, as well as McAllister's suspended against Brentford anyway, because obviously picking up his fifth yellow card against Luton, so he's not available for that game. So, you know, I think, you know, for him to come in and actually play a little bit further up the pitch, like you said, with Endo playing as a defensive midfielder or number six, I think that's the way to go, because that's also give Endo the opportunity to play in his position, coming in and keep on showing himself. I think he's been good lately when he played, obviously scoring as well. And then McAllister gets a chance to actually get up a little bit further up and actually play in a position where he's more used to. So that's a good plan. And I think Elliott, you know, the way he came in and had an impact on the game against Luton, I think every time he actually comes in for the bench, you can tell, and we've mentioned it so many times before, that he's a clever footballer. He's fighting all the time, he's running loads. You know, I just appreciate having a youngster like that that can come in and actually do a great job. But no, you know, the pass to Luis Diaz as well, and to the 1-1 goal is amazingly perfect as well from that little position that he has. So if that's the midfield, I think that would be great to see, because then obviously, like I said, McAllister gets a chance to get up further up, and Elliott as well can keep on going from his great performance against Luton, and Endo gets a chance to play defense midfielder as it is. So I think that's a good midfield in my opinion.
Yeah, I think the only thing is you maybe what could go Elliott as a, I don't know. I feel like away from home, I think it's just safe to go Salah in it, like Salah in that right wing, and then maybe go Elliott right hand side midfield. Like we said, McAllister left, and then Endo in the middle. But then there's the option of putting Elliott as the right winger, maybe putting Gakpo into the midfield. I don't know. There's plenty of options in there, because if you haven't seen the 23 man squads. I'll read it out here. So it's Alisson, Gomez, Endo, Konate, Diaz, Szoboszlai, Nunes, McAllister, Salah, Gakpo, Elliott, Jota, Simikas, Matip, Chambers, Scanlon, Cade Gordon's going as well, which is good. Ben Doakes in there, McConnell, Kelleher, Trent, Kwanzaa, and Mrozek. So, I mean, some great youngsters plenty of youngsters. And I think that's a good thing as well, like the likes of Doak and Gordon, who's had a horrific year, like with bad injuries, and we saw how promising he was playing against Arsenal at their ground in the cup. Like, starting that game was a massive like vote of confidence from Klopp, and of course he's had horrific injuries from then, but hopefully like he's starting on the right path back to hopefully getting back to where he was and going even better than that, because that's the dream. That's what we want him to do. So there's plenty of options, and I think, like we said, like Toulouse, like basically there's no mugs, like they're a decent side, like they'll want to cause a bit of an upset, of course, like we had that good camaraderie in the home game, but they'll want to hopefully get some points on the board because USG are playing LASK, so USG are probably going to win that. They'll go on to 7 points. If Toulouse lose this, we'll be on 12. They'll remain on 4. They'll then be 3 points behind USG with 2 games left. So it leaves them in a little bit of a... I mean, it's not impossible, but like they need to go and win the last 2 games to have any chance of going through second in the group.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing why they probably want to put in a performance as well. But I think I think the midfield that we mentioned there with Elliott, Endo, and McAllister, it sounds good to me. And I would, even if it's safe to play Salah to the right, and we know that he fancies these kind of games as well, because you're thinking maybe he will get like 2 goals and then 1 assist, and you know, keep on having his records going, and you know, reaching the 200 mark of goals as well, and all that kind of stuff. But I would love to see Ben Doak, if he's, you know, fit and back and available in that way, even if he comes off the bench. But, you know, I would love to see him start, because I think, you know, these kind of games, he needs more time to get into a rhythm as well. Like, you can always come off the bench for 20 minutes, but sometimes there's not much for you to do. You can have an impact anyway, obviously, but, you know, to have the trust to start a game and then instead take him off if we need to and bring Salah on. And obviously we save Salah a bit as well for Sunday. And then I would love to see, you know, as much as I love Darwin as well, in these kind of games where he actually can get more chance to score. You know, I think Gakpo in one way deserves to play a bit, because, you know, being injured, coming back, doing it well, I think it's good for him to get some rhythm as well, and maybe going Jota to the left. And hopefully we have Luis Diaz to play on Sunday. We don't know that. We see what happens. But that's probably my offensive three, you know, with Jota, Gakpo, and Doak, if I can choose, just because I want to make sure that we are fresh for Sunday, because that game is so much more important. Because even if we go to lose and we draw, we even lose, it's not the end of the world, to be honest. Obviously, we want to keep our form, to keep on winning and not losing, or even you're not losing. That's the most important thing. But I think, you know, we will have no problem going through this group anyway. And I don't want to risk players ahead of Sunday, because then obviously after Brentford is an international break, and then we have City away. So I just want to make sure we actually go and get the 3 points on Sunday, and tomorrow's game against Toulouse in Europa League is more like just do the job to get the point or go and win it, but not risk the key players for Sunday, because I think that's a very important game. So rather have more rotation and substitute them if needed to. If you know you want to have Salah coming on to maybe get another goal because he wants to, that's fine for 15-20 minutes, but not doing it, you know, more than that, because if something happens, you know, that could be trouble for us.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's another option. We could see Szoboszlai over there on the right hand side. I think we saw it in the Bournemouth game. We saw Salah. Yeah,
wouldn't you save him though, like for Sunday? Just like, don't risk him in any, you know, way. Even if even McAllister as well, you think sometimes, but I think McAllister may be coming into a position where he's more used to play, and that could be something for him. But Szoboszlai, maybe to risk him would be, I wouldn't say stupid, but you know, it's not one of them games where you need your best players to get the result, or even, because it's not like if we lose this, we're out.
It's hard to say. I mean, it's good that we've still got options, considering we still haven't got Jones and Gravenberch in there to choose from. But yeah, Klopp does, especially away from home, Klopp does like to go quite strong in these. Like, I wouldn't, it wouldn't surprise me if we saw a Salah or a Szoboszlai over there and trying to go, right, you can do, give us 60 on 60, Ben, get your socks on, lad, and you run at the defence for the last half an hour. I think that probably makes sense to go strong and then go to bring them off. Maybe if it's like 1-0 or whatever, you can go, well, even if we draw, it's not the end of the world. So, I mean, there's the thing is, like, when you look at the 23 that have gone, there's a lot of youngsters there, but there's still a lot of quality and in-depth quality in there that we can, players can play in several positions, which, again, Klopp is something that Klopp loves and actively encourages from players, that they can play a lot of positions. So, yeah, plenty of options. So it's going to be, I mean, the thing is, whenever we like do like these shows and whatever, we're trying to predict it. I think we've been right probably once this season, like bang on. We're always like at least one or two off because of the, with Europa League and then cup games, Premier League, you're constantly rotating a lot of players. So yeah, I mean, hopefully we will still get the results with the undoubted changes. We'll still make changes, of course we will, but I think we'll still have enough quality, even if we have to bring people off the bench, maybe last, even if you go, say for example, if you go Doak start and you go, give him 50 or 60, then if it's 0-0 still, you can go, well, let's bring on Nunes, Salah and Szoboszlai or whoever that's on the bench and go, right, lads, crack on, let's get a 1-0 win here and fly home happy. So there's loads of ways of playing it, but we'll see. But it's going to be, it's set for a, you know, I'm, again, like I've said, like most weeks, like I'm excited about most games now. Well, every game, to be honest, just to see what Liverpool side's put out and to see how they get on. I mean, last game against Luton was a bit of a mad one in the way that it kind of went. That's the first time Liverpool have looked a bit like they were lacking ideas a little bit, or being a bit slower than normal. I think like Liverpool will hopefully get back to full pace, full throttle footy in this game, and then build on that for the Brentford game as well. And that leads us to, like I say every week, the best question of the show, score prediction. It means absolutely fuck all, but why not?
Well, it depends on what defenders we play. But do you think that Alisson will start? Would it be Keller? Yeah.
Well, just from the press earlier, it was Kelleher and then Klopp, and then Kelleher was getting asked about like playing games and whatever. So I imagine Klopp said to him, like, you're going to be playing this. So I imagine it'll be Kelleher. Yeah, I mean, there's we've got Gomez there, we've got Konate, Tsimikas
would probably play.
Ponce. So you could, I mean, you've got Matip, so you could go Matip. Yeah, Gomez right back. You could go Matip and Kwanzaa, and then Tsimikas left back. I mean, you could throw Konate in there to be extra strong. Or, I mean, yeah, like we saw Gomez left back/left centre back last game. But I feel like this is one I would, like you saying about resting like Salah and Tsimikas, I would definitely rest Trent for this one as much as I can, because I feel like. Yeah. Brentford, we need him as like his most creative and most energy we can give him, just to, there's nothing worse than going into the game and you know you've got a break after it, and you need to make sure we win the Brentford game. So I feel like we need to save as many senior players as we can really for that one.
Yeah, I'm with you. So score prediction, I think it will be a little bit more difficult than at home, even though, you know, they gave us a little bit of trouble at home, even though we went to win it 5-1. But I would probably go 3-1 Liverpool. Like, I think we will concede a goal, but I think we still got the quality, like I used to say, in these games, because without being disrespectful towards Toulouse, you know, it's different levels, even with the, you know, players that we have that are kind of, you know, reserve players or whatever, you like, you know, coming off the bench, like the youngsters or whatever, like Matip and stuff. Like, if they come in and play, and Kwanzaa being that, in, you know, that kind of quality that he brings, despite being that young, I think there is levels above playing in a Premier League team and actually playing many games a season than playing in the French League and playing, you know, for Toulouse, without, you know, saying they are bad or anything. But I think, you know, the quality is there on a different level. So I think we got a great chance to go and win it anyway. So I would say 3-1 Liverpool.
Yeah, you mentioned Kwanzaa. I want to just read out what Klopp said about Kwanzaa, because I thought it was quite interesting. He said he showed from the first day of preseason how good of a player he is and how good he will be. It's great to have a boy from our own academy with that potential. It's really promising. Very good on the ball, aggressive. He has everything you need, which I feel like, again, like we keep saying, like he's such a diamond that we just need to shape him into hopefully something better in the future, that he can just take over the mantle of a very high level of what we've already got. So there's plenty of hope for him, especially if he plays this game and other loads of cup games and other stuff coming up. So hopefully he'll get plenty of chances. 3-1, I'll go for 2-1. I feel like can never predict the clean sheets. Even when Liverpool get a few clean sheets in a row, I'm always going to say Liverpool aren't going to keep a clean sheet. But I feel like a 2-1, just get over the line, maybe bring on the senior lads towards the end, or a couple, at least one or two of them to see the game through, and then crack on from there. But yeah, that has been the two lose preview show. As always, thanks to Christian. Thanks to everyone for listening. We appreciate the support, like I say, every time, but I'm going to keep saying it because we really do. And we love seeing all the interactions on Twitter and Instagram and the group chat. If you want to join the group chat, @CopEyePodcast, @CopEyePodcast. Get on us on Twitter and Instagram and ask us to join the group chat, and you can join. And we can have a good old chat in there instead. But yeah, we're out of here. Nice one, Christian. Nice one, everyone, for listening. And we'll see you all very soon. Nice one.
I'm Jamie Carragher, and you are listening to the Cop Eye Podcast. Network.